Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
And sometimes I try to be, but never really been able to be.
No, you're Karen Devaney.
I am the one and only.
Don't you do that famous podcast?
I think I do.
That's what this is. Oh, Sugar-coated murder.
I just happened to stumble up here and just walked in the store, and there I am at the podcast. The door.
I was like, this is a store now?
No, I'm drinking already, so my letters are running together.
What are you having for your beverage tonight?
Well, we're tea ambassadors.
We are tea ambassadors.
We're tea ambassadors, so I'm having a little hot tea from Plum Deluxe.
Which one?
And it's the Champs Elysees,
The Champs Elysees?
There's no D in it.
Champs Elysees.
Okay. Herbal tea.
Nice.
It's the one that has the dried cherries in it.
Oh, I haven't tried that one, but.
And I added some cherry bourbon to it.
Nice.
So now I've got a hot toddy.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Well, I'm having a Bailey's Colada over pellet ice.
What? Did you get a pellet ice maker? Where are you hiding it?
No, but.
Did you get a snow cone machine?
No. Oh. But the Chick-fil-A, mm-hmm. I found out that the Chick-fil-A
sells it
by the 5-pound bag. So I went and I bought 2 5-pound bags of pellet ice today and put them in my freezer.
Well, look at there. You don't need a pellet ice maker.
It was $1.59 a bag.
You don't need it.
Don't need it. I got this.
You got this.
I got this.
Now we can go back to saving for that blast chiller. Yes.
All right. Well, listen. Last time we did our podcast, we forgot to talk about a missing person.
I know.
So I'm going to talk about Savannah Howard Thompson.
Okay.
She was last seen on April 1st, 2021. She may be in the Greenville, South Carolina area, or she may have traveled to Columbia, Spartanburg, or Woodruff, South Carolina. Savannah's ears and nose are pierced. She was wearing braces when she was last seen. Savannah's 14 with blonde hair and blue eyes. She's 4'11 and weighs approximately 88 pounds. She's just a little tiny
thing.
If you have any information on Savannah's whereabouts, please call 1-800-843-5678 or the Greenville County Sheriff's Office at 864-271-5210. Let's try and see if we can spread the word and get Savannah Howard Thomas home safe to her family. I know that they are missing her and she needs to be found.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, so that takes care of our missing
portion.
I'm going to have another sip of my drink.
I think you should.
Yeah.
So today, it's a shout out to all the ladies. You know why?
This Mother's Day weekend.
It's our Mother's Day special.
It is.
So all the ladies, whether you're a mom or not, we're celebrating the ladies.
It's all about the ladies today.
And I'm dedicating, I'm doing a dedication.
Ooh.
I'm like Casey Kasem.
Oh my God.
Long distance dedication.
Let's hear it.
So there is this fellow podcaster, and her name...
A fellow podcaster who's in our network.
In our new Oracle network.
Yes.
Yes. And her name is CJ.
Uh-huh. Hey, CJ.
And she is with Beyond the Rainbow.
Beyond the Rainbow.
Podcast. And she's been giving me Twitter lessons. It's funny because she does it through Instagram private messaging.
Right.
Because I can work that one.
Right.
And so, and she's been giving me some Twitter lessons, and she invited me into a Twitter group, which is nice, and everybody supports each other, and it's really nice. So I'm in her Twitter group, and we're both also in the Oracle Twitter group, so.
Which is so funny because we called it the Oracle 3 because it's O-R-A-C-L and the number 3, but it's just called Oracle. But we're just silly.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes we just get confused.
Do we? Do we now?
Sometimes we do.
I think we're always in a state of confusion.
Me too.
All right, so dedicating this show to CJ and Beyond the Rainbow podcast.
Yes, and I'm also going to give a shout out to, just a quick shout out to my hair salon girls.
Oh, Sarah. Oh.
Because I went and got my hair did yesterday.
You did get your hair
did. I got my hairs did, and I really like my hairs. Now, my particular hairdresser does not listen to true crime podcasts. She's not a true crime person, which I don't hold that against
no,
her.
No, not everybody can do it.
But there was a lot of interest in the podcast. There were a lot of ideas being kicked around, stuff like that. So shout out to my girls at the Juve Salon. I think it's how you say it. I don't think it's Juvie.
Oh, I hope it is.
I know. It's J-U-V-E, and I think it's Juve.
Next
salon.
Time you see him going to the Juvie, I'll know what's happening.
Exactly. They're in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. They do a great job. They're awesome. All of the ladies in there are awesome, and I really had a good time yesterday.
Oh, that's so
fun. Since I was there for 3 hours.
Maybe one day I'll splurge and check it out.
Maybe you will, and maybe you won't.
We'll see. I enjoy doing my own hair.
I know.
I've been doing it since I was a wee lad.
A wee lad. That's been a really long time.
One long time.
I thought you didn't even talk about those days anymore.
So, okay, we're dedicating to the ladies. We got ladies at the salon, ladies on other podcasts. What are you baking for us?
Well, I am baking, and I use that term loosely. I am making a lady finger cake because it's all about the ladies. Yes.
A lady finger cake.
So, and this is, it's just a really nice, it's kind of a summery, kind of a springy summery type cake. It's made with lady fingers. No, I did not make my own lady fingers because no, I don't have that kind of time. That would have been a two episode thing. So anyway, I bought some lady fingers. I'm gonna line my spring corn pan, the bottom and the sides. You make it nice. So and you line your thing with your pan with your see the words.
Yeah,
gone. It's the bourbon.
Take another tea.
So I'll take another tea. Tea is so good for me.
So you're going to line the bottom and the sides of your pan with your lady fingers.
Yes. And then I'm adding something of my own.
Oh, you always do.
I know. I can't just leave things alone.
You really can't.
It's an obsession.
It is.
So I got some fresh strawberries at the stove. And I macerated them. And that's not a dirty word.
It's not. It's just like a marinade.
Yeah. That's what you say for fruit. I don't know why. With some amaretto.
Nice.
Because I do like a little amaretto.
Me too. That
they've
nice
been
almond.
They macerated overnight.
Fantastic.
And they're sliced. And so I'm going to add those down on top of my first layer of fingers.
Of fingers. Finger
my
ladies.
First later finger. Jesus. Whoa. And then I'm going to add. So you make up homemade whipped cream. And this cream cheese, sugar, and vanilla mixture, and you fold those together, so it's this really light, fluffy, like a no-bake cheesecake kind of a thing.
Oh, yummy.
And I'll layer that, and I'll put some more lady fingers down, and then I'll layer it, and then on top of it, you put blueberry pie filling. You can put any kind of pie filling. One recipe called for churri.
I do like a churri,
but I didn't feel like the strawberries and the cherries would go well together. I felt like those two red fruits might not get along.
Mm.
So I went with the blueberry. So, and that's what you do. And and then you chill it.
You're going to stick it in my blast chiller?
I'm going to put it in the blast chiller and then we're going to take it out and eat it.
All right.
So yes, that's what I'm doing.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
All right.
And so I'm assuming you got something to talk about.
I do. And because it's all about the ladies, I got a lady killer.
Girl.
A lady killer. Yes. And right. I don't know if you ever watched, but for some reason I think you may have, on Netflix, when they came out with that series called I'm a Killer.
I'm a Killer.
I'm a Killer.
I think so. Was it Pierce Morgan?
No, it's just documentaries of people who've killed people, and they talk about it.
Oh, they talk about murder, too?
They do.
But not in a podcast.
They talk about the murder that they did.
They actually have firsthand.
So they're doing it live from prison.
Oh, gosh. Yes. And they have firsthand involvement in this.
Right. And, you know, their story is not always, I'm a cold-blooded killer.
No, there's always a reason.
And this is what I did. There's a reason.
Yeah,
and
like, they really
I don't know if I'd really call it murder, but...
I wouldn't really go that far. I mean, the person is dead, and I did it, but let's not call it murder. It's such a dirty word.
Right.
But let's just call it, I exterminated them.
Exterminated.
Okay, so is it a lady?
It is a lady. Her name is Lindsay Haugen, and that's H-A-U. What? That's lucky. H-A-U-G-E-N.
Okay.
I actually think it's pronounced Hogan.
Like Hogan's Heroes?
Like Hogan's Heroes, right.
But not spelled that way.
It doesn't matter where the last name is.
We don't care.
She killed a man.
Because she's a murderer.
She's a murderer.
Oh, she killed a man.
She killed a man.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
In high school, Lindsay got involved in the drug scene. She was, when she was 15, she ran away from home. And she, I typed this up last night, and I was a little tired, and I said she quickly started using math. But it was not math, it was in fact
math. No, that math will get you hooked. And I mean, it
she's
is
bad news bad. Doing the math.
No, don't do math in public, guys.
She did the math.
She did the math, okay.
By the time she was 17,
she's a method actor.
Okay. By the time she was 17, she got knocked up.
Oh, no.
So she decides, I'm going to clean myself out. Holy cow, this is going to be a long one, y'all.
Oh, my gosh. We cannot talk.
I'm going to put my liquor down.
Please don't. Maybe you should push it aside.
She wants to clean up her act so that she can be a good mom. So she gets herself clean and sober.
Uh-huh.
She has her baby. And then when she's 20... she decides to move back home to be with her family in Oregon, and then she enlists in the National Guard.
All right, that's pretty
And while
noble.
She was enlisted, her son stayed with her mom.
Mm.
The National Guard was great. She went to boot camp. She did a great job. She worked really hard. She was good at her tasking. And in 2013, she met a man and started a relationship.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the relationship turned really, really, really abusive.
And this man
began hitting and beating her on a regular basis. The abuse escalated until one night in 2015, he broke her hand and tried to choke her to death.
Never any excuse.
He actually made her look in the mirror and he said to her, I want you to watch yourself die, as he choked her. But he was not successful in the killing of Lindsay.
She's a tough broad.
And he ended up going to jail for his abuse.
Okay.
And soon after the attack, Lindsay left the National Guard, which I can understand. She's been
That's
through
pretty traumatic.
A terrible time.
Yeah. She had a terrible time.
Yes. And unfortunately, she had a hard time adjusting to life outside of the military. I think she did well in a scheduled, rigid environment.
Yeah, she probably got used to that structure. And then You don't got it.
No,
you don't have people guiding you.
Right. And she starts to feel very isolated and alone. And she actually starts to get back involved in the drug scene. Hmm. So in August, I say in August of 2005, but clearly it was 2015.
You weren't even drinking.
I know. I was tired. I don't know. Anyway. She meets a guy, and his name is Robbie Mast. They were at a house party. What is a house party? Is it just a party at a house?
Yeah.
Is that what a house party is?
Pretty much.
I wasn't sure, because it seems like a big term for just a party at my house.
It's a house party is a party at your house, as opposed to a party at a club.
I understand. All right, so they were at a house party, and she found Robbie to be really attractive. He had long dreadlocks.
Okay. I do like a dreadlock. That's kind of fun.
Kind of a free-spirited fella.
Okay.
And Robbie had actually just gotten out of rehab.
Okay.
He had been doing some drugs and some drinking. And he was a train hopper. He was a traveler.
Oh, he's a train hopper.
Hopper, yeah. He liked hopping trains and hitchhiking to different places. And Lindsay said, you know what? You don't have to do that anymore. Now you know me. You can come live with me. I've got a house. You can just come stay with me. And he said, you know, I appreciate the offer, but I'm a traveler. I'm a traveling man.
I got to hop me a train.
I can't stay in one place. It drives me crazy to have to stay in one place.
Robbie was a rolling stone.
Robbie was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. So Lindsay said, okay, cool, cool. I'll drive you to wherever you want to go. I'll drive you. Like, let's go. Let's
no
get the
need
road.
To hop a train.
That's
just hop
the road,
in my
Jack.
Car.
That's right. We're gonna go off and do our thing and travel, and everything's going great. And she does notice that along the way, there are a lot of times when Robbie talks about how he's tired.
I'm tired too,
he doesn't
Robbie.
Want to live.
Oh, no.
He
I'm
wants
not
to know
tired.
What the next life has to offer him.
Oh, that's interesting.
And
he's got a little depression.
A little depression, yeah. Maybe fixated on what the next life has to offer. For a while, Lindsay would say, you know, Robbie, you don't want to do that. I'm here for you now. You've got me. I'm in your corner. There's no need for you to be talking like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but if I'm driving around the country with a dude talking about wanting to commit suicide, I might just want to say, I think we need to get you some help, buddy.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think I need to. But
well, I guess it depends on how much he's fixated on it. If it's just something he mentions, like, only when he drinks or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, you know, it's just something he says when he drinks. It's okay.
I don't know. It's difficult because they're drinking and doing the drugs. And okay. They're not a lot of clear thinking.
Yeah.
But at some point, Robbie says, you know, I really just am tired of living and I want to die. I just don't know how to do it. Lindsay said, dude, I got you, man.
Oh, shit.
I got
no,
you.
Lindsay.
I know of a way that you can die and it won't even hurt. It won't be painful.
Okay,
I got
Lindsay.
You. And he said, dude, you would do that for me?
Gee, you're such a nice person.
And she said, yeah, that's how much I love you. I will do that for you.
Okay.
I'll do it. I will do it.
Seems like she's willing to do it.
Yeah. So, Lindsay and Robbie are hanging out. They've been driving from North Dakota. They were going from Washington to North Dakota. They stopped over in Montana because they wanted to get a bite to eat and take a trip into the Walmart. So they park in the Walmart parking lot there in Billings, Montana.
Uh-huh.
And they get themselves some pizza and some wine. And they're kind of sitting around having their jollies. And Robbie says, I'm ready. I'm ready for you to do this. And at first, backtrack a little bit. At first, she's like, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can do it. And then she's like, yeah, I can do it. I don't want to let you down. I just cannot let you down.
I cannot
let you down. So she tells Robbie to unbuckle your seatbelt.
I thought you were going to say unbuckle your pants.
Unbuckle your seatbelt.
Sorry.
And move a little closer to me, and you're going to want to bow your head down. So he bows his head down, and then she puts her hands around his neck, and she squeezes. And then he goes unconscious, and she squeezes some more. And at one point, he starts to foam at the mouth. So she covers his nose and his mouth, and she waits for 20 minutes until Robbie finally dies. And he's had seizures and all that kind of stuff, and finally he's dead. So she sets him back up in the seat and hooks his seatbelt for him. Thank God, because safety first. And she leaves. She's like, all right, now I got to figure out what am I going to do with his body. So she gets back into traffic on the highway, and then she's like, oh, my God, what have I done? And she zips across traffic into a Domino's Pizza parking lot across the road.
All right.
And she pulls over, unbuckles his seatbelt, pulls him over to the console, and starts trying to do CPR on this dead man.
I think it's a little late, babe.
Right. As she's doing CPR, there's a knock, knock, knock at her window.
Oh.
And it's the police. Because somebody called, uh-oh, Trout is upset about this one. Trout, it's going to be all right. Everything's going to be okay.
It's going to turn out for the best, buddy.
It's not. I mean, poor Robbie, but.
Well, he's, yeah, I'm sorry.
So, the police officer says, you know, dude, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah.
And Lindsay's like, I'm trying to.
I'm trying to revive this guy I just
killed. To revive this guy, yeah, I killed him.
And she says that?
Yeah. She never once says, I didn't do it. She didn't, I did it. She's like, I did it. And
so
the reason.
I did this thing.
I can't remember if I said this or not because I'm still drinking pretty heavily. But the reason why the police tapped on her car is because she had been driving erratically and somebody reported her erratic driving.
Oh, you didn't say that.
So imagine the police officer's surprise when he knocks on the window and sees a lady trying to revive a dead dude. Lord have mercy.
And then she's like, yeah, I did it.
I killed him. And,
then I'm like, I'm just trying to.
So they arrest Lindsay, of course, take her to the police station to ask her, you know, what the heck happened here. And she's going through the whole, you know, it was a great day.
It's a beautiful day.
And we had some wine and we were having a good time and laughing and everything else. And she said, then he asked me if I would do it, and I had let him down before, so this time I didn't feel like I could let him down, so I did it. I killed him. And she also happens to throw in there, and I've always wanted to kill somebody with my bare hands, and this just seemed like...
It's just the perfect
It's
time.
Serendipity, really, right?
I think it is.
I found a guy. I've known him for 4 weeks. He mentioned he wants to kill himself,
and I want to kill somebody. It all worked out, officer. Do you see how it worked out for us?
Exactly. So, yeah. She kind of is spinning it, and I think probably her defense even started to spin it as this was an assisted suicide. But that's just not how assisted suicide works.
Not typically?
No. That's not how that goes. So... they end up taking, and by the way, she'd known Robbie for 26 days before she killed him. So how many, I don't know how many times he mentioned that he wanted to die, but.
We'll never know.
No.
We don't even know if it was just the one.
Right.
We don't know.
So
or maybe not.
Exactly. So here's the crazy thing about it.
Oh, there's something crazy.
I think so.
Okay.
At the trial, Robbie's stepmother reminds everybody in the court because he's portrayed as this traveler with dreadlocks and he's got drug problems and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, he was a traveler, but he had a family that loved him. And he would come home from his travels at holidays and special events, and he would entertain the family for hours with his stories about being on the road.
Wow.
And
he was
loved, and he knew he was loved. And she said, yeah, he thought sometimes about being suicidal, but it was more of fantasy talk. No one ever thought that he meant it. And because he had multiple opportunities to take care of it himself. He just fantasized about it. You know, it wasn't like, I'm going to do it.
And so, it seems like he was really into, like, what is the next life? Like, what's the next life got to offer?
Right.
And that's not necessarily, that could just be somebody just wondering about it than just wanting to go meet their maker.
I might have just even taken him to meet one of my medium friends to see if maybe a spiritual guide could help
one of us psychologists.
Or even a mental health professional. Though, to be honest, if you're a traveler, you don't really have a home base and you might not be able to afford mental health.
That's true.
So, anyway, Lindsay ends up pleading guilty to deliberate homicide, a charge that can get you up to 100 years in Montana, by the way.
Good
she probably
gosh,
wishes that she had made it to North Dakota. But because she pled guilty, they sentenced her to 60 years.
Okay.
And in Montana, you are eligible for parole after you serve a quarter of your sentence. And the parole board does take the support of the family into consideration when they make their decision. So Lindsay will be eligible for parole in 2030. Robbie's, this was kind of the weird part to me. Robbie's mom and stepdad have forgiven Lindsay. They stay in touch with her, and they use the story of...
I'm sorry, what?
I know. Of Robbie's murder to encourage others to forgive. Robbie's father, stepmother, siblings, aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephew have no forgiveness for Lindsay, and they believe that Lindsay is using Robbie's mom and stepfather so she can get parole.
I agree.
And I think that might
and
be the case.
And they know her probably more than Robbie's parents do.
In this documentary, you got to watch it because it's to me, it's just completely crazy. I get that you need to forgive in order to move on if that's what your belief system is.
Yeah, you can forgive, but that doesn't mean you let them off the hook.
I don't think that you need to befriend necessarily.
That's not part of forgiveness either.
That, I don't know. I guess there are different circumstances, but in this particular circumstance, it seemed like she had a lot of opportunities where she could have stopped. Like
that's true.
She told the police that she would get to a point he would seize up and she would loosen her grip and he would take her hand and put it over his mouth and
I don't feel like
then
that.
She would squeeze again and
I think
it just,
she was getting off on watching somebody
die. I think so too. So anyway, 9 years. She's got 9 years and then we'll see what happens to Lady Killer Lindsay Hogan.
Hogan.
Out there in Montana. Sitting in the lady prison in Montana.
Seriously.
Yep.
Cray cray.
Yep.
Wow, that's interesting.
I thought it was interesting.
Murder.
Yeah.
So we'll have to put that on some kind of a watch, you know.
Yeah, we'll see what's happening. Maybe we'll still be podcasting in 9 years.
I hope so. And that'd be so fun.
We're going to have our own TV show in 9 years. Wait and see.
Yeah, it's going to be our own TV show, as in it only appears on our TV.
Exactly. So, what you got going on in the kitchen?
All right, so I have mixed up my whipping cream and folded it into my cream cheese mixture.
Mm-hmm.
I am taking my very well-marinated strawberries mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm.
It looks pretty.
Thank you. And lining the ladyfingers in this pan.
Right.
And then I'm going to put another layer of... Or I'm going to put a layer of whipped cream and then some more ladyfingers and then another layer of whipped cream and then I'm going to top it with the blueberry topping.
All right. So while you're finishing that up, I'm going to see if I can help Trout out.
Yeah, could you please get him some mental help?
He needs some mental help.
Yeah.
And I'll pause it and when we come back, you can tell your story of a lady killer as well.
I got a lady killer.
There you go.
All right.
And it's skiddly deedly goo.
And we're back.
Yeah. We're still drinking.
I have the lady finger cake in the blast chiller. Excuse me, that's the bourbon. I've got a little bit more bourbon and tea going, and Anne's got her whatever she's drinking, her
it's
colada.
Bailey's colada. It's delicious.
She loves it over her pellet ice.
I do indeed.
Mm-hmm. And now I have a murder.
Mm.
Girl, she a lady killer.
She a lady killer?
She a lady killer.
Because it's all about the ladies.
Today, it's all about the ladies. Woo, woo. Okay, so this lady killer is from Mexico City, Mexico.
Oh, Mexico.
And I'm just going to preface this by saying, I am not Mexican. I am not of any Hispanic descent whatsoever.
No, we don't got the Hispanic in us.
I've had my DNA done, and 90% of me, it's actually like 94% of me, I think, is British and Irish.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, we're nowhere close to any kind of a Spaniard, Spanish, Latin America, nothing. So,
but you do enjoy their cuisine.
I love it.
Yeah.
But guys, I just am saying this simply because I do not speak
the language.
Espanol.
I
took Latin, and I don't even have the tongue to make it work.
Right.
So I'm just going to say that so that when I mispronounce this stuff, people don't go, oh my gosh, she's so not Hispanic. And I'm like, no, I'm just saying up front. I'm not that.
Right.
Okay. So this is about Juana Barraza.
Okay.
Juana Barraza.
Juana Barraza.
Nope. Her name is Juana.
Juana.
J-U-A-N-A.
Juana.
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 I don't, there's not a Q.
Juana.
Stop saying Juana.
I'm not saying, I'm saying Juana, like Juan. Juana.
Okay.
Okay.
She was born December of 1957 in Hidalgo.
Okay.
Hidalgo. Mm-hmm. It's north of Mexico City. Okay. Her mother was an alcoholic. A severe alcoholic. And also people thought her mother might have been a sex worker and her dad was a police officer.
Interesting combo.
Yeah, but her mother didn't stick around long with the husband and she left and take Juana with her.
She taked her.
she taked her right away. She did. So she never sent Juana to school.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she really had a tough.
It was tough. That's not nice.
It's not nice. You should educate your children.
Yes.
At the age of 13, her mother supposedly traded Juana to a man for three beers.
Three beers. Oh, wow.
And he took her in and made her his sex slave at 13 years old.
Damn.
He beat her. He raped her.
Ugh.
She had a shitty, shitty life with him. Wow. Shitty. She even ended up having an abortion and then bore a son with him. Like, not pretty.
No.
After 5 years, she was rescued by her uncles. And the reason that it took them that long was because her mother kept lying about where she was.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so she kept waiting for somebody to come rescue her. And they weren't showing up. So, eventually, she got out of that situation and she went on to have three more children. She had a total of four. But her oldest son actually died from injuries sustained in a mugging when he was 12 years old.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, she's had a tough life.
Oh, my goodness.
So Juana becomes a professional wrestler in the Lucha Libre community. Lucha Libre.
Yeah.
That's where they wear those fancy masks.
Yeah.
And they give themselves, like, really amazing names.
Yes.
So her name, her professional name was Lady of Silence, which is pronounced La Dama del Silencio.
Oh, very good.
Look at me. You just don't know how long I practiced.
Right.
You don't know.
Right.
So I actually found a podcast that talked about it, and I just played that over and over so I could get that part. So, yeah. So in Mexico City, sometime starting in around 2002-ish, some elderly women were being murdered in their homes.
Oh.
Yes.
Elderly women?
Elderly women over the age of 60.
Wow.
And they were indigenous women, very marginalized at the time in Mexico and not heavily reported. They were very generalized. People thought that the only reason that they lived alone was because their families didn't care about them or they were barren and could never have children.
Oh, goodness.
So they were useless to society. It was just ridiculous the way that they marginalized these women. That's why it's hard to pinpoint when this really started.
Right.
So at least 24 women.
Are you telling me it's the La Dama that's doing Silencio the Dom?
I'm not telling you anything. I'm telling you a story.
Okay. You're telling, okay. You don't know when the murders of the elderly women started? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is they said sometime in 2002.
Okay.
They think they started because the marginalized women were not well reported. Mm. Just like the marginalized sex workers of America are not. For them, it was like, oh, it's just another old lady whose family doesn't care about them.
Right.
You know, so they didn't really put a lot of stock into it. It was underreported, and they were slow to react.
Right.
So they came out and said at least 24 women were killed before police would officially even state that this was a serial killer.
Oh, wow.
Right. Because they were just like, you know, people kill them all the time.
Oh,
it could be, you know, it's just
I don't like that attitude.
I don't either. It's horrible. It's really sad.
No.
So anyway, but they do come out and say there is a serial killer preying on women over the age of 60.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but like I said before that, they said that these were all random and not related, but then they were really pressured. So witnesses actually described seeing some of these victims before their death with a very tall person with long hair and makeup.
Oh.
But because Mexican authorities at that time did not think that serial killers could be women.
Oh.
They focused on men. And they specifically focused on transvestites because they were men. A lot of them wore wigs and makeup. So they were like, well, then it has to be a transvestite.
Of course.
They did. They really were a little bit lackadaisical in their investigating
methods. Yeah.
And they actually were very focused on transvestites, and they picked them up anytime they saw them on the street, and they would pick them up and take them in for questioning or hold them overnight. It really, they just didn't handle this very well.
Doesn't sound like it.
No. So in 2005, so this is 2 years after they've said, yep, there's a serial killer, the killings actually start to get closer together time-wise. So they're having them more often.
Right.
So at this point, the serial killer is dubbed as the Little Old Lady Killer.
Oh.
Which is also Matavijitas. No. No. Matavijitas.
Okay.
Matavijitas. That's Old Lady Killer.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with
Espanol.
Because I took French. I don't know.
Yeah. No. It is. Okay. So this person was finding ways to get into the homes of elderly women, not breaking in, but entering, almost invited in.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's why I don't have a welcome mat. I don't like to welcome people.
No, you're not welcome. You're not welcome here. So their authorities are thinking it's probably a doctor or somebody posing as a doctor, a nurse, or a social worker.
Why?
Because that's who these old women would let in.
Oh, I see.
Yes. So so the person would get in and beat them, strangle them, sometimes stab them, but they were always strangled.
For heaven's sake.
Yes. And they were strangled with things like a stethoscope. Sometimes they were strangled with the drapery cords that were there in the home, or some women's tights were bound around some of the women's necks.
Right.
Just kind of, so it was hard to tell, was this something that was already there, or is this something that the killer is bringing with them?
Right.
They're kind of confused. And to be honest with you, they're not paying attention.
Mm.
But January of 2006, police arrest 48-year-old Juana Barraza.
Juana
had been seen by a neighbor of a victim. She was seen fleeing from the house next door to this person where an elderly woman lived alone.
Oh.
So they're like, oh my gosh, something, you know, this could be the person. And sure enough, when they went in to check on the woman, she had been beaten and strangled to death.
Oh.
And that was a stethoscope.
Oh.
So the whole doctor, nurse kind
of
thing.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, they thought that maybe the social work angle was that maybe this person was coming in and trying to help, posing as a person trying to help them to apply for assistance or support from the government. And that's why they were just being let in.
Right.
So Juana confessed to that killing.
Oh.
She said that the woman invited her in for tea.
Wow.
Randomly.
Yeah.
I guess Juana saying, I was walking down the road and some lady goes, you want tea?
I mean, I think it's interesting that our lady killers this week just come right out and say, I did it.
She confessed to that one killing, but she does not confess to any of the others.
Oh.
She says, that one me.
That one me.
But her fingerprints come back as a match to at least 10 other crime scenes.
Oh, my golly.
Yeah.
10?
10 other crime scenes.
Sounds like maybe she's trying to get back at her mama.
That's exactly what she said. Mm. I am very mad at my mother, and when I get upset, I go into a rage, and then I think about my mom and what she did to me, and then, I mean, sometimes I get really angry, and they die in my presence.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, police say that they think she actually murdered over 30, close to 40 women since 1999.
Whoa.
Now they're coming out and going, oh, well, it didn't start in 2002-ish.
Oh.
We've got cases that go back to 1999 in this area.
Wow.
That we just hadn't told anybody about.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
That's crazy.
Yes. So at the time, Juana had two sons and a daughter. The daughter had moved out early in age, but not to get away from Juana. She still kept in touch with her. She had an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old son still living with her.
Oh, wow.
So they were sent to live with their sister nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And in Mexico, I found this interesting, there is no trial by jury.
Oh.
Each side presents their case to one judge.
Oh.
And he makes the decision.
Oh, wow.
So at first, the defense takes the stance that she's not mentally fit and she's being scapegoated as an easy culprit to all the unsolved cases that they can just clean up their books with her.
Oh.
But the prosecution comes back and says, well, that would make sense, except she's had several psychological tests and all have come back as her being mentally sound and fit to stand trial.
Right.
And we hear all the time about her stable relationship with all three of her children.
Right.
She's been a great mother and father to her kids because she was a single parent. And she raised really great kids and has a great relationship with all of them.
Wow.
So she, you know, I told you she was wrestling. When she was wrestling, she was making 500 pesos a week. I have no idea what that means in dollars for us, but I wouldn't even try to compare it because their economy is not like ours.
No.
Plus, she also did some domestic work and made money. So she was holding down jobs.
Right.
She also was a really good cook and she would do street vending.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like on the weekends or whenever she needed to get some extra money, she'd cook up some of her specialties.
Oh my gosh, I wonder if she cooked Mexican street corn because that stuff is delicious.
You know, you're right. And street tacos. I love a street taco.
Yeah,
I think in Mexico is just a taco.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know why we got to put a street on it. So
it sounds better.
Yes.
I don't know why.
So she was 50 years old when her case finally went in front of the judge.
Wow.
And they were charging her with 11 murders. And that's because they could prove 11.
Okay.
Because
they
caught her red-handed one day,
right.
She confessed to that one, and then the evidence from 10, they all matched.
Oh, dear.
So the judge convicts her of all 11 murders and some other stuff, like breaking in and that kind of stuff. He gives her a sentence of 754 years in prison.
Holy cow.
Yes. Some of those years run concurrent.
Okay.
I mean, really, we're just splitting hairs at this point when you got 754.
Right, right.
So it's for sure she has to serve no less than 50 years.
Okay.
And she's going in at the age of 50.
50, right.
Yeah. And I mean, I've heard that prison life is a little hard on the body.
Yeah.
So it makes you age a little quicker.
Maybe.
So, but
she's a wrestler, though, so she's probably
very fit.
To hold her own.
She could probably wrestle right there in prison if anybody gave her a problem.
Oh, my gosh, she probably made money in prison to do
that. She might. Well, she does make money in prison. I'm going to tell you how.
Oh.
So, in prison, she is often visited by her children and her grandchildren. She really loves it when her grandchildren come.
Aw.
She does. So, little Miss Juana, in 2015, Juana finds love.
Oh.
At the age of 58, she gets married in a collective marriage ceremony as part of a program called Bonds in Confinement. And I will not be able to pronounce any of the words in that phrase.
Okay.
In Hispanic. Hispanic?
How about Spanish?
That's the one. So, but it's this prison program where they let the prisoners get married so that they can form bonds and they think that maybe they'll live a little bit longer. I'm going to tell you. They'll be less likely to commit crimes if they're married. So she married a 74-year-old man who was also in prison for murder and considered extremely dangerous.
Oh, perfect.
Way to go, Juana.
Yeah.
Well, you find love, you find love.
True.
And I think it might have been Slim Pickens.
Maybe.
I don't know. He was much older than her. So in 2016, Juana filed for divorce.
Oh, man.
Turns out, the truth is, before marriage, they had never actually met in person.
Oh.
They had only exchanged passionate love letters back and forth.
House.
Yeah.
Right.
And then she said, when they actually met in person, their love just vanished.
Yeah, she's like, oh, no.
She's like, what was I thinking?
No.
He's a great, great writer of the passionate
letters. He might have catfished her and said he was in his 50s.
He might have catfished her. That's,
yeah.
That might be the prison type of catfishing.
Maybe.
So she also says that during their year-long marriage, they really only saw each other 3 times for a total of 40 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Not sure what they did those 3 times for a total of 40 minutes, but it was quick.
Right.
So she just said, you know what? Love is for others. Not me. So now Juana is very happy. She said, I'm just going to stick to making and selling my roasted pork tacos.
Oh,
and so that's how she makes money in prison.
Oh, wow.
And she's allowed to sell them, and she makes them. So, yeah. So that's the story. That's my lady killer that killed ladies.
A lady killer.
Because it's all about the ladies.
And she's a mother.
She's a mother.
A lady killer.
She's a mother lady killer killing ladies.
Oh, my God.
And it's really sad because no matter where I looked, could not find even the first victim's name.
Oh.
Not one name of one. Not none. Not got none.
Right.
And I was very sad about that because I really like to talk about the victims.
Yeah.
But no. Mm-mm. And that's sad. That shows you how marginalized this population is or was. I don't know what the deal is now, but in the 2000s,
right,
which we're in, I don't know if anything has changed for that population. But so that's my murder.
Well, there you go.
But I do have an announcement that I wrote down here.
Oh, me too. But go ahead.
Okay. So my announcement is that on Apple in Hong Kong, we have charted. We are number 8 in improv and in comedy.
We're number 8 in Hong Kong?
And in Nigeria, number 15.
Holy cow.
I'm saying there's probably only 8 podcasts in Nigeria, and there might only be 15. No, there are 8 in Hong Kong and 15 in Nigeria. But right, either way, we charted.
That, look at us go.
I know. So, but I will tell you that what really helps us chart is for people to go to whatever their listening platform is, especially if it's Apple, hint, hint, and subscribe to our podcast, rate it. You can rate every single episode. You can pull up every episode and give us a rating. Please be nice. And you can also review every episode. But those kind of numbers are what make us, help us chart.
Yeah.
That's what helps us chart. So if y'all could do us a flavor and get that going, that'd be real nice because we need a blast chiller.
No, we're not getting a blast chiller.
Well, we're not getting pellet ice.
What do we need a blast chiller for? We're not in a cooking competition.
Oh, but what if we want to be?
No.
What if we want to hold a competition here? We can't do that with no blast chiller.
Okay. So we're going to have one baker because we only have one blast chiller?
Yes.
No. Not happening. We're not getting a blast chiller.
Okay. Then we'll have to invest it all in bourbon.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Yes, especially this yummy cherry bourbon. Who's that? Who's that fella's name on there? Can you see?
Is it Evan Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah.
We're pals.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Y'all get along.
We're good buddies.
Yes.
Yeah. So, did you have something to?
I do. I just want to say, our mama bought us a coffee. She went to,
thanks,
to the Buy Me a Coffee site and she bought us a coffee. I know. I thought that was really
and,
sweet.
And Janie and Uncle Scott also bought us more
Uncle
coffee.
Uncle Boo.
Uncle Boo.
Yeah, we talked about them on the last podcast, though. They had bought it.
Listen, last week I was still down for the count, so I wasn't in my right game.
No, you
and you can tell I'm sorry about the episode because I sound completely depressed. I just won't feel real good.
No, but you're back up and moving.
I am, yes. And there's one more announcement.
Oh, my God. Is it breaking news?
Well, and not for you and me, but for the podcast people, our listeners.
Yep, that's usually the way it works.
Oh, yeah. On Sunday, which, yes, it's Mother's Day, Anne and I start our first improv class.
Oh my,
we're gonna be real professional improvers.
Brace yourself, people.
I just hope we don't get kicked out because I don't think they're gonna be able to handle both of us at the same time.
Oh, it's gonna be something.
We're gonna have fun though.
We're gonna have to wear Depends or poise. I think
some kind of
poise now.
I think it can buy whole Tinkle underwear now. I don't know what the brand is, but I think you just ask for it at customer service.
We can't
I need Tinkle
get to
underwear.
And Tinkle in our pants the first time we're in class.
No, we cannot.
Oh my goodness.
No, so yeah, we're going to have to get Tinkle panties. Maybe that's what we'll use our coffee money for.
Oh, there you go.
Some Tinkle panties. Yes. Okay, guys. Here's some house cleaning. Ready? We have social media.
Yay!
You talk about the social media, and I'm going to go get the cake out of the pie chiller.
Oh, the blast
chiller. A blast chiller.
Okay. So we've got email. We love to get email.
That's
we love
kicking the table.
Okay, I'm talking.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Doing a podcast here. Email. We love to get email. We like to interact with people on email. We find it to be fun. And it makes us think, oh, wow, that they were thinking about us because they sent us an email. That email address is murder.sugarcoated@gmail.com. murder.sugarcoated@gmail.com. Very, very, very easy. Send it to us. We also have a Facebook fan group. Facebook. Go search for Sugar Coated Murder Podcast fan page. Once you're on that, you can request to join, and then you're in the club. And once you're in the club, you're family. I don't know what happens. We go from 167 to 166 about every other week.
I don't know. Who
we get somebody that joins, and then somebody's like, oh, I can't do this anymore. I must not do it anymore.
If y'all are going to do that, can you email us and just tell us why you're leaving?
Hey.
Because if we're doing something wrong, we'll try to clean up our act. I can't guarantee that we will, but we would certainly give it a good try.
Oh, yeah. We'll take nice criticism. Don't be mean. Don't be mean. That's hurtful.
No, just be factual.
So, let's see. What else do I need to tell you? We've got... We're TikTokers. We're ticking and talking.
We tick and we talk.
Look for us. At Sugar
Coated Murder Pod.
Sugar Coated Murder
Pod. On Twitter, I'm Sugar Murder.
And Twitter, Sugar Murder. That's us, Sugar Murder. And what's our Instagram handle, ma'am?
Sugar Coated Murder.
That's us, Sugar Coated Murder. Follow us on Instagram.
Ma'am?
What else do we have? You're very loud in the kitchen.
I don't care.
Oh, we're on the Oracle Network.
Oh, we have friends.
We have friends now on the Oracle Network. Yes, check us out at Oracle. It's ORACL3.com.
Yeah.
If you want to look for us that way, you can just.
It's OracleNetwork.com.
OracleNetwork.com. Pardon. We also have a link tree. And that's how we post our episodes on Facebook. We do post it to the fan page first. The following day, we'll post it to the regular Facebook page, which is just Sugar Coated Murder. Is there something I can help you find?
I have it.
Very loud in the kitchen. And
you got noisy shit in here.
Let's see. That was, what was I just saying? I lost my train of thought. That's sad.
Okay. You're talking about the link tree.
Oh, the link tree. Yeah, you click on that link tree, and it's going to give you a whole long list of where you can listen to the podcast. It's going to give you a list where you can click to buy us a coffee. That's an app called Buy Me a Coffee. And you can also click a link to go to Plum Deluxe Tea, because we're tea ambassadors.
Yes, we are.
And if you use our link to order your tea, then you... help
make
us. You make us happy because a little bit of money goes in our pocket.
Yeah.
If you want to order some Sugar Coated Murder podcast clothing or merch in any way, there's some buttons for that. I'm sporting this evening a lovely hot pink t-shirt that says Stay Sweet, and then it's got our logo, Sugar Coated Murder, and on the back it says And Don't Murder. So,
I am sporting a t-shirt as well.
Yeah.
Mine is gray. It's like a dark charcoal gray, which I love. And it's got our big, huge logo on it. And it's V-neck.
Yeah. I am drinking my Kalana drink out of a coffee mug tonight. And it says, just a couple of broads talking about murder.
Uh-huh.
And you're sporting the Sugar Coated Murder podcast logo mug.
Uh-huh.
For your tea and bourbon.
Girl, yeah. And we have another mug that says Sugar Coated Murder Baking Team.
We do.
If anybody's interested in that, you can give us
part of the baking team.
Send us an email and we can set you up on the link to get
that. And we never ever leave the house without our mask. We mask up when we go into the store.
Yes, we do.
And it says it's our logo and says Sugar Coated Murder. That's always fun. People always ask us about it. What else do we want to talk about? Oh, Trout. Sometimes sports a darling hoodie.
Oh my God, yes.
It says, Sugar Coated Murder Barking Team. Super duper cute. He gets all kinds of compliments on it when he wears it. It's starting to get a little warm outside, so he can't wear it now. Though I do keep it kind of cold on podcast nights in the apartment. Because for some reason, we just get so hot when we're podcasting.
Podcasting is...
I don't know why. Maybe it's because we're drinking as well.
It could be.
So, I think we've covered everything.
And now we're going to taste this cake.
And now we're going to taste the cake, which looks so freaking pretty.
I hope it...
It is beautiful.
It tastes good.
It's a beauty. A beauty, I tell you.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day.
Well, it's all
day.
The way over there. I'm not going to be able to
I'm going
it.
To put it in the middle, you twit.
That's not nice.
Yeah, because you're a twitter.
No, still not nice.
Whatever.
Still, that's not the thing that we say to our sister on Mother's Day week. It's just not.
Fine.
Give
whatever.
Me the freaking fork.
Just taste the damn thing.
The
just put it in your pie hole.
Oh, you're funny. Let's see what's happening here. That is delightful.
That is so fun. Gosh, that's a good one.
Easy to take.
So easy. This would be great to take to a cookout, a barbecue.
Oh, yeah, because it's even got like
we got graduation season coming up. We got prom season.
Yeah, the strawberries and the blueberry. It's like a red.
Got Memorial Day weekend coming up. This is beautiful, and it's very easy. It's no bake, so you don't have to heat kitchen up.
Perfect.
So let us know if you want this recipe, because we'll give it to you.
I believe you could even make this into a trifle.
Yes, you definitely could make this into a trifle, and it would be really pretty.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, y'all stay sweet.
And don't murder.
Because if you kill people,
we will talk about you.
Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.